Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
What a blessing, what a peace of mind.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
Unashamed of my Lord's help, cause I know that's why he had died for my sins. He gave his life on this earth so he could sympathize with all the pain I feel with sin. I'ma lean on you until your arms bend, but I know that you never tap in. I mean tap out, you could've backed out, but instead you chose to take the wounds in your ribs. I think about that when I just wanna quit, then I hear your voice say I got you again. I'm not worthy of such a good friend, or a savior that'll help me win. I was dirty like a pig in a pen, but you washed me with the blood that cleansed my whole heart like a brand new dish. They pick me up and gave me brand new wind. When I'm weak, you all my strength. When I'm low, you put me high on 10. I'm in the clouds, I don't need no rims. Your love is truth, that's no question. I can't see me going back in the world, chasing empty promises, bottles and girls. Don't understand, but I do now how I can sell it all for that one pearl.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
I ain't leaning on no scissors. All I gotta do is put my trust in you and read your wisdom. Pray, ask, and seek your face daily. Find me at the potter's house, that's where he molds and makes me to the man that I need to be. No ifs and buts or maybes. They might call me crazy, but I know you're the one who saved me from the man that I used to be. I used to act so crazy. Now I'm steady leaning on your everlasting arms.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
Confess he is Lord and ask him for forgiveness. But who am I to clap your hands and reach into the sky.
Hey.
But this is Sunday's best. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. Because it's something about that name Jesus. His eyes on the sparrow, he watches over me. Better count your blessings, that's how it's supposed to be. I remember nights that I can go to sleep. Somebody gotta tell the truth, and so he chose me. This a potter's house.
I'm your host for Mike Knight, bring you a variety of programming every week. Join us.
You're listening to Mike Knight, hosted by Lyrical Forte. By Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Knight, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host, Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte, man. And Mike Nice is officially back, man. I definitely really appreciate each and every one of you who have supported Mike Nice throughout the years and who have asked me for the past 5 months, man. When is Mike Nice coming back, man? When is it coming back? Well, we're back, and we're back to be more consistent here. So definitely, man, make sure you join us on Tuesdays right here. There's three ways to listen in on us, listen in to us. You can check us out on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice. You can listen in also on Facebook Live as well as Periscope. All you have to do is search Lyrical Forte, or if you're a friend on Facebook, you can check us out there as well. And man, make sure you tune in. Again, every Tuesday here on Mike Nice, we have an open mic platform where you can come in and make the mic nice the way you know how, through spoken word, poetry. If you have some things going on in the community that you want to let us know about, we also have different discussions and topics every week as well. So if you want to get in on the discussions, if you want to bring something to the front, then just let us know. Just call in. That call in number is 213-243-3356. And if you had us saved before, we have a different number. So again, that number is 213-943-3356. And hey, feel free to call in and we'll get you on and get you to make Mike Nice the way you know that each and every one of y'all. I look forward to Mike Nice again, man. I've missed it as well. And I'll tell you some things that I have planned for Mike Nice and things like that. And if you are familiar with Mike Nice and maybe you have some ideas and things like that, you want to be a part of Mike Nice as well, then make sure you reach out to me on all my social, on either one, any of my social media, Lyrical Forte. You can email me at lyricalforte@live.com as well, man. We're going to get some things going, man, and we're going to be more consistent with this as well, and I definitely need you all's help. So again, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in again every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be here. We'll be here live and in color, living color, that is, too. So make sure you tune in, man. We'll have some great music. We'll have some conscious music, not just, you know, anything with any kind of substance and things like that. So even if you're an artist or you know someone who's an artist or recording an artist that needs a platform for their music and things like that, then you can also send that to me at lyricalforte@live.com. But again, we do conscious music, conscious things here, not all that profanity and things like that. We just, it's just, that's not, it's not the platform for that here. But, man, if you are, again, if you're a recording artist, you're a spoken word artist, you're doing things in the community, you have a platform as well that you would like to share as well, then this is the platform for you. Again, we have open mic, we'll have interviews, we'll have some giveaways, things like that. We also have, you know, every week I'll give you, you know, something motivational and inspirational to lift you up to. You know, there's so much going on, and we just need to be able to encourage one another and things like that. So catch us again. And if you would like to be in on the host queue, if you would like to make the mic nice, if you have something to say, then again, you can call in. That call-in number is 213-943-3356. And if you're listening in on Facebook Live and Periscope, you will see that it's posted on the screen as well. If you're listening in on blogtalkradio.com, you'll also see that on your screen as well also. But we're going to get things going, man, here on Mike Knight. As always, we started off by having Black Facts for that day. And today we want to honor Tom Bradley. On this day in 1973, he became the first African-American selected mayor of Los Angeles, California. In that election, he defeated incumbent Sam Yorty with 56% of the vote. The win was considered trailblazing by historians, taking into account the city's largely white population at that time. Bradley served in office from 1973 to 1993, giving him the longest tenure as mayor in the city's history before term limits were passed by voters in 1990. He ran for governor in 1982 and in 1986 was defeated by George D. His loss in 1982 gave birth to the term the Bradley effect in U.S. politics, underlining the inconsistencies between voter opinion polls and actual election outcomes while a white candidate runs against a minority. Bradley retired from politics in 1993. In March of 1996, he suffered a heart attack and later a stroke and left him paralyzed and was unable to speak. He suffered another heart attack and passed away in September 1998 at the age of 80 years old. And that is your Black Facts for today. Again, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Hey, do me a favor right now. Hit that share button. Let people know that you're tuned in to Mike Nice. Let other people know about us as well. And again, man, we're looking forward to another great year on Mike Nice and things like that. Again, we want to be inspirational, motivational, and all of the above here on Mike Nice. We want to be that platform for you. But we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. That calling number, again, is posted on your screen. If you're on Facebook Live or Periscope, and you'll see it at the top if you're listening to listening on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. And, man, it's so good to see y'all on the radio. So many people, it's so good to see y'all. If y'all see me turning and things like that, if you're actually watching me, it's because I got some things going here, man, to really help me make Mike Nice run smoothly. As you know, we are trying to get our message out there and, you know, get out there on so many platforms. We don't want to limit. And also make sure that I mentioned a while ago, if you had it saved in your phone, if this is your first time listening and you would like to listen to us and you may not be near a computer or something like that, you can always just call in. That call-in number, 213-943-3356, and you can just save us in there and just press the one button only if you would like to make the mic nice. If you don't want to speak or say anything like that. If you don't want to say anything, all you have to do is just call in and you'll be able to listen to the show and things like that. So, yeah, we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. I'm going to give some people an opportunity to call in. And, hey, we'll be right back. And, again, man, it's so good to see y'all on the radio. Mike Nice. Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte, man. And again, it is the return of Mike Nice. So we definitely appreciate each and every one of you who are tuned in as we get things kicked off again here on Mike Nice. Again, every Tuesday on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook Live, Periscope. Save this number, 213-943-3356, and we will make sure that we have broadcasting every week. We're going to have some stuff going, man. Matter of fact, if you're on Facebook Live, man, let me know if you can hear me really good. Let me know. Let me see some thumbs up or something like that. Wave at me if you can hear me real good. If you can't hear me really good right now, just say no or something like that. Make sure we get the sound going on here. I forgot it's going to be like a delay, just let me know if you can hear me, that sort of deal. But we're going to keep things going, man. Speaking of confidence, that last song by Tasha Cobbs. Again, I do not own any of the music that I'll be playing. But if you're tuned in right now, speaking of confidence, man, we have, 6 months left in this year. And the things that you've been putting off, the things that you've been thinking about doing but have been afraid to do, man, you still have 6 months to do it. Come on. Let's do it. Don't wait 6 months, but come on, go on ahead and get it started now. Go on ahead and do what you've been wanting to do for the longest. But just have confidence in yourself, that sort of deal. So we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. We have a caller on the line with the last four digits of 4789. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Man, I can't complain, man. I had to kind of listen in for a minute to see who I was talking to, but I know now what's going on, man.
I can't call it, man. I was just scrolling through the book, man. I saw you was back up. Well, I'm like,
yeah.
Let me go ahead and call in and holler at this dude.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man. Definitely been supporting me and Mike Knight since day one, and definitely appreciate you always coming through. It seems like you always come through at the right time, huh?
I'm trying to tell you, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, man. What's been going on?
Man, nothing, you know, just working and going home. That's about it, man.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I know how that is, too.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been watching any of the finals? I mean, any of the playoffs, basketball?
I've been watching a little bit of it, man. You know, I ain't too tuned in to the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. I've been tuned in a little bit more than usual, especially the last few games, you know. But I do plan on watching the finals a little bit more, but you know what I'm waiting on, and I'm sure you waiting on the same thing I'm waiting on.
The football, you already know.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait,
yeah.
Man, anything.
Man, most definitely, man. What do you think the quarterback situation is going to be for Alabama?
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm going to tell you like this. My boy Hurts he only lost 2 games. In 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a couple of rough spots. Tua came in and did a good job. I think, to me, you got to go with the guy that gets you there.
Right.
I mean, he got his quirks, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
the dude don't lost 2 games in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It's not bad, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand everybody talking about putting Tua in, letting him roll. You know, this, that, and the other. But I like Tua. I mean, he's a good guy, but you go with what got you there, I think, right now. Until he shows you different.
Yeah, yeah. I got you, man. It's definitely going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes of it and the changes that comes of it, because we definitely know somebody is going to go or somebody going to switch a position. So,
and you already know somebody going to leave. don't think they both gonna stay there unless they both got a huge role. But I think if you're going with a starter and that's your guy, that's who you roll with. But I think the first game he gonna be switching in and out. I don't think it's gonna be the first couple of games until he find out what he wants.
Yeah.
It's gonna go on for a while.
For a while, yeah. You're right. I think the same thing too as well, man. But man, it's definitely gonna be interesting. But I can't wait, man. I can't wait for it.
Me neither.
Yeah. Man, I definitely appreciate you calling in, man. As always, coming through and supporting and chiming in on the stuff that we talk about. And make sure you tune in every Tuesday, man. We're gonna have to get you on here.
Yeah,
have a sports edition of
you
Mike
know
Nice
I will.
Or something like that.
You know I will, man. You know I'll be there next week, too.
Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
And that right there was a good friend of mine, John Thrash, coming through and chiming in, man. And man, it's really so much going on as well. It's like, you know, what direction. I was going to talk about some other things that I've thought about recently, but I'm really thinking about saving this to next week to kind of just really like dig deep in it and have some real good substance to this conversation that I want to talk about. But lately what's been on my mind is really consistency when it comes to the things that, you know, I'm trying to do. And I think it's something that we kind of all struggle with, is being consistent in the things that we're trying to do. And sometimes we fall off, whether it's a lifestyle change, whether you're dieting, whether you're trying to do better at stuff. It's sometimes hard to find the consistency to be able to stick with the things that we're trying to do. And the things that we talk about here on Mike Nice, I want to be transparent as well. And, you know, because a lot of times we kind of feel like maybe we're the only people that struggle with certain things, and we look at certain people that have certain platforms as like they're just invincible to certain things and they don't go through certain things. But I want to be transparent on this platform and share things as well that you know, I myself too struggle with. And again, if you have some things that, like, something on, you know, on the top of your mind that you struggle with or you want to talk about as well, then make sure that you send me a message on Facebook. Send me a message through email, again, at lyricalforte@live.com. Things like that, you know, and especially, like, this platform here with Mike Nice. I think one of the biggest things is that I've struggled with is being consistent with this platform and making sure I utilize it the best way that I can, because it's so much, man, it's so much that I can do with a platform like this. It's so much that, you know, I'm looking at doing and want to do and things like that. And I'm a type of person that I'm a perfectionist, so I want things to be done a certain way, you know. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of one time I met this guy, and when I first started doing spoken word, and we were talking about making CDs, and, you know, he asked me, he was like, man, do you have any of your stuff on a CD? And I was like, not right now, I don't. You know, I'm trying to, you know, make sure I get it all down, and I, you know, I'm able to articulate everything and present it the way I know how and things like that. And he's like, nah, man, you just got to do it. He said, it's just important right now that you have something. You have some kind of substance. And you can always go back and listen in and tune up what you're trying to do. But right now it's just important to just do it. And I think you all understand what I mean when I say that. Like, we want things to be done a certain way, and so we procrastinate. We use that as a reason why we're not doing the things that we really want to do. You know, we are trying to, you know, do certain things, but because of we want it to be perfect, it holds us back. You know what I mean? And you know, I've gotten to the position now, to the point where I'm just like, it's just important just to do it. And along the way, as I process what I'm doing and I find out the things that I'm trying to do, then along the way I can articulate it better and I can present it better. You know, I think about, and shout out to Tim McDowell Jackson, who's tuning in, the founder of Simply Tam Foundation. Make sure you check her out. I'll make sure I post her website as well. But when she gave me this platform, I think about how much more I've been able to add on to it, and, you know, just doing it, you know, by myself, and the way that I've been able to utilize, you know, social media and things like that. And when it comes to Mike Nice, it's like I want it to be a certain way, but I've learned from now on I just have to be consistent in this platform. And I appreciate, again, y'all tuning in every week and just being able to grow with it. And as I grow, you all are growing with me. And so I appreciate y'all just, you know, supporting the little things that I do, so that when the big things come, I am prepared for those situations and those opportunities and things like that. So again, man, we're going to definitely dive deep into it. What really made me think about being consistent was I learned on yesterday, having a good time with my family yesterday. Shout out to the Raglan fam, man. We always have a good time, especially on holidays or just times when we get up and we, you know, just fellowship and enjoy one another and eat good food and all that good stuff. But on yesterday, I found out that a student at a local high school where I work at passed this weekend due to a car wreck. And I met this young man, and it's funny saying young man because I'm a young man myself, but I met this young man last year about October, November. I spoke at a high school, Holly Pond High School, and he came up to me and he told me how much my speech meant to him. He said, man, usually I don't listen. He said, actually, I had my headphones on at first, and it was something about you that I had to kind of listen in. And, you know, it means a lot to me to be able to, for people to pay attention to you. You know, it's one thing for people to, you know, be at an event or somewhere that you're at and they're really not paying attention to you. So it really meant a lot for, you know, to me that he, you know, he was paying attention and he felt like he had to reach out at the end of the presentation. And yeah, man, I really enjoyed that speech. But as I was getting to, you know, who he was as a student and the things that he wanted to achieve, I also learned that he had lost two of his parents, and he just graduated Saturday, the day before he passed, the day before the wreck. And he told me that he had lost both his parents due to drug abuse and the obstacles that he was having to endure, and, you know, having to jump from house to house, you know, with his friends, you know, that he was living with, because he had lost both of his parents. And as he was telling me his story touched me more than I felt like I could have touched him because of what he had gone through. You know, I hadn't gone through what he had went through, but it touched me that he was still persevering. And, you know, he told me, he said he wanted to be a motivational speaker. He wanted to be doing what I was doing. And, you know, we kept in contact for a little bit, and, you know, I was, you know, getting him to, you know, write down his story and in a way that, you know, once he got it written down, he would know how to present it and things like that. And excuse me. And I had just saw him the beginning of this month. I reached back out to him and I saw him and asked him how things were going, and he said good. And I just say that because it's like, for me, I know there is nothing that I could have done to prevent what happened to him, being that it was a wreck. But when I look back, I wish I would have been even a little bit more consistent in getting him to write down his story, to get him to pursue it where he wanted to pursue. You know, even in the 19 years that he lived, I could tell by, you know, the last couple of days how many people that he has touched, and how his story can still touch people. Even though he's gone, it can still touch people to persevere and be more consistent in the things that we do to achieve what we want to someday achieve, and to remember that even though your story may not seem as big as someone else's, or you may have not been through something as dire as someone else has, it makes you appreciate your journey, and it makes you appreciate other people hearing your story, and you being able to spark something in them to want to help them to get to the next part of their life and things like that. But I definitely want to talk about being more consistent in the things that we do. And let's see. No, Tam on Facebook also says, you know, that she's like that too, but she learns to be more gentle with herself and more consistent. When she learns to be more gentle with herself, the more consistent that she'll be become. And I definitely understand that too as well. And you know, it's all about just learning how to navigate the different things that we're trying to achieve, and not worrying about failure, but failing forward. I heard somebody recently say that. I wish I could remember who said that. I would give them credit, but it's important just to learn how to fail forward in the things that we're trying to achieve and things like that. But, man, we're going to keep things going on. I don't want to talk you out of depth just by myself, but we have a caller on the line, and she is no guest at all. She has really, how can I put it? She has meant more to me than she probably would ever realize, and I know for a long time I couldn't stop thanking her for this platform that she passed on to me, but I'm so blessed to still be connected to her, and I look at her as another mother. But Ms. Tam Jackson, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. How you doing?
You're doing pretty good. I can't complain at all.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to sit back and listen, but just listening to the program, I just and watching, I'm looking at everything you're doing, the graphics, and just the entirety of your message. It's just unfolding so beautifully, and just to watch the growth and the level that you have brought it to, I'm just so amazed and proud of you. And wanted to chime in on a couple things that you were saying. Mm-hmm. As far as consistency goes, you know, I have found that when I, you know, being a perfectionist like you, mm-hmm. when I am more gentle with myself, I tend to be more consistent, because when you beat yourself up, it kind of puts you in this perpetuating cycle where you you know, you can't get as much done, and you can't go as well and as fast, because you're always in this, oh, you know, I should have, I could have, you know, that kind of thing. But when you're like, okay, I didn't do it right this time, let me just move forward. Or, you know, just realize that sometimes your humanity is going to outweigh your goals and your dreams, and it's going to catch up with you. And, you know, you just kind of breathe through that, take your time, understand that, you know, this too shall pass. And right. So those are the things that have been helping me lately. And then there was another thing that you mentioned, a friend of yours told you, well, the guy about the CDs told you to just get started.
Right.
And that was that was actually one of the first things that I heard from an older guy who was a performer, and he was into he was a comic, a comedian. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that I learned, because we were having a conversation and I was telling him about all the things I wanted to do, and he says, well, you know, well, why aren't you doing them? And I was like, well, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have that. And he's like, well, what do you have? Right? And he says, well, use what you got. You know, if it's nothing but paper clip and a duct tape, you know, use it. And that sparked me. I just started, honestly, looking around the house to see what I had and just putting things together and making merchandise. And before I know it, I was at a level to, you know, put out really nice quality, you know, merchandise. But if I had never got started, I always would have been waiting for that moment, you know? And then about the young man who passed, my condolences. I know that must have touched you very deeply. And it's amazing because I was thinking about today as I was driving. I'm 47 now, so every now and then my own mortality kind of hits me in the face. And I was driving, and I thought to myself, if I were to pass away today, even though I haven't fulfilled everything that I wanted to, would the things that I have started, would they be able to go forward, and would, you know, they be perpetuated? And I think that I have shared my vision with enough people who love me and understand it and have caught the vision themselves, that if I were to pass away, then some form of my vision would go on. And so I appreciate you encouraging that young man to write his story, even though it may have never gotten completed in written form. I'm sure that the impact was made probably bigger, if not just as much, from him being face to face with people. And so his story was written on their heart, even if it wasn't written on paper. And so that's one way I hope that that will console you, to let you know that you did what you could. And by encouraging him to write it down, then that encouraged him to share it more, I'm sure, verbally and one-on-one with people. And so he was able to expand what he could have done, and that's probably going to have more lasting and eternal effects because they actually got to meet him, you know? And I have talked a long time and a lot, so I will be quiet now.
No, you're fine. But, I thank you for that. I like the way I like the way you said that.
Yeah, but this is amazing, and I just, you know, I'm going to try to sit back and just listen and watch from now on. I did save the number in my phone, and I set a weekly reminder because this is going to be my stop Tuesday evenings at 6:30. It's an excellent way to wind down as well and just kind of relax and, you know, just listen to the show and listen to your wise tidbits. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, and I'm super proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for just seeing something in me as well that I didn't initially see in myself, and just giving me something to look forward to and to continue as well.
Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone. Hubby and I have an appointment to watch House Hunters after the show, so I'm going to listen for a few more minutes, and then we're gonna go do, you know, cuddle time and stuff. So,
thank
God bless
you,
and God bless the listeners, okay?
Bless you as well.
All right.
And that again was Miss Tim Jackson coming through, blessing the mic, man. I definitely appreciate those words that you gave me about the story being written on others' hearts. I really appreciate that. Really need to hear that. But we're going to keep things going, man, here on Mike Nice. We have another caller on the line, the last four digits of 7710. You're on there.
How you doing, Mr. Lyrical Forte? This is the poetic poet out of Janet Wimborne.
What's going on, man?
All is well, man. Blessed be alive, brother. Blessed be alive, man.
Man, I know that's right, man. It's always another blessing to be here another day, man, and be able to make some change. And appreciate what you're doing, man. Let everybody know that may know, may or may not know what you're doing as well.
Yes, on June the 9th, all the public is invited to the movement at Mission Baptist Church, located at 1115 Tuscaloosa Avenue here in Gaston, doing the movement called Presented by Magnificent and Brilliant. The movement is here to encourage, to inspire, educate people about our history, Black history as well, and about how to get more involved in the community and also in church. We have a lot of talented people, and yourself, of course, Mr. Quentin Ragland. My man, Mr. Warren here, Antoinette Warren, just name a few, and the Sermon Truth, and we're going to get together on that day to motivate people in our neighborhood to give back and try to get people more involved in the community and church, man, because we got a lot of talented people putting on the steps to get involved. So we're going to be out here on June the 9th at Mixed Up the Church. Well, the pastor, Grady Robinson, is the pastor there, and we're going to start off by 1 p.m. We have great entertainment, performers, speakers. Dr. Caitlin Jones and a part of the crew and everything. We're going to be trying to get out there on that date, get things started at 1 p.m. and trying to get people motivated. And like I said, everybody's invited, free admission, free refreshment. Just come on out and get a good word and get a blessing on the day, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. How can people stay connected to what the movement is doing and future events as well?
Well, we have my friend Tara Jones, who's a part of the committee. She started a website called The Movement Presents Black Magnificent and Brilliant. You can click on my name, Jenny Wimborne, and make you right into that website. We've had reached over 400-some people already on that website. I'm not too concerned about the likes right now, but we have reached over 400-some people. So people are paying attention, either looking on there, you know what I'm saying, reading. So just stay encouraged about the movement. Stay what we got going on month by month. You can look on that website. And I'll also be doing public videos, Facebook Live during the week, starting this week on the movement. And be looking forward to more future endeavors. And also, we're going to start a youth program during the summertime, man, throughout the rest of the year on Monday. Probably starting next month on the movement after June 10th. So it's something y'all can be looking forward to and everything.
Cool deal, man. Definitely keep doing what you're doing, man. I definitely am motivated by what you're doing as well. And you're consistency and being persistent.
Likewise,
no
man.
Matter what's going on, man. Definitely appreciate that.
It's all about having and trying to get more unity amongst people, man. We make a positive difference every community throughout Gaston and other little cities, but we had to start in our hometown first and continue on. I'd like to drop a poem, but I'm unfortunately at work right now, but I just wanted to share that with y'all and everything about doing a nice and movement. And like I said, everyone is about it, man.
Gotcha, man. I appreciate it, man. And anytime you have an opportunity to come through and make the mic nice, man, you know that you have the opportunity to do so.
Definitely. I appreciate it. I'll be blessed, man.
Man, you too. That again right there was Mr. Jamie Wimborne, the poetic flow rider, coming through. Again, make sure y'all check out this event. If you are in the Gaston area, make sure that you be a part of the movement. The movement presents this upcoming month, June the 9th at 1 p.m. at Mission Baptist Church in Gaston, Alabama. Make sure that if you're in town, man, you have the opportunity to come through and just support this young man and the things that he's trying to do, man. It's going to be some great people, some great artists, some great, how can I put it, just shakers that are not just talking, but are really making some change in the community. And I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this program and every program. But again, the movement presents, make sure that you check that out. You can also, there's a Facebook page, he mentioned it, the movement presents Blackmagnificent and Brilliant on Facebook. Again, that the movement presents Blackmagnificent and Brilliant. Make sure you check that out. We're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. We have another caller. I'm not for sure If you're on the line and you called in, if you would like to speak to me or get on the mic, then make sure you press the one button. If you don't press the one button, I don't know that you want to talk. So, again, if we still have time as well, if you would like to come through and make the mic nice, then you definitely have the opportunity to do so. That call-in number, again, is 213-943-3356, and you can always call in using this number. And if you just want to call in just to listen, that's all you have to do is call in that number. But if you would like to sing, if you would like to rap, if you would like to do a poem, or you have something to say, then make sure you hit the one button so I know that you want to get on the mic. But we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nights, man. I have enjoyed this first show of the year already, man. I have definitely missed you all, and I miss this platform, utilizing it and connecting with you all, and look forward to Mike Nice for the rest of the year. And if you have any suggestions, any things that you would like to contribute, man, make sure you let me know. This platform is not just for me, but it's definitely for you all to be able to utilize. It's a platform in which we can come together and, you know, talk and discuss amongst one another. And everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome. Definitely welcome. But again, we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. Call in if you would like to. We still have time in the show. That call-in number, again, is 213-943-3356. Hey, it's good to see y'all on the
first,
radio.
First, I'm going to turn my mic up so you can hear this. I'm going to turn the rest of your senses up so you can taste, see, smell, and feel this. I'm going to give you a proposition and tell you what the deal is, add the sums up, and then give you what the bill is. I'm going to put my praying hands up so the Lord can heal it. And if this was a love letter, I would kiss it and seal it. See, I'm wondering why the world is so political yet hypocritical to our thoughts. Powerful people having misfortunes in their fortunes, taking bribes and getting caught. See, I'm sorry that I'm not your African-American stereotype. I'm sorry if I don't fit your ethics or what you think's wrong or what you think's right. I'm sorry that I exceeded your expectations. I'm sorry you don't see my success as my humiliation. I'm sorry I'm not that black male who's in jail in the streets raising hell. I'm sorry I don't go with the flow, but I only go with what I know. And what I know, there's some things that I don't know, and the things that I don't know, then I might just need to know. And do you know who I am? I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm none other than a son born to a God-fearing mother. Who else? Then somebody else is bad for your health. Some say the side effects may lead to your death. Now look at me. No, I'm not a rapper, but with the words, I am a disaster. And as you can see, I got the poetry flowing to me, and of the words, I am the master. See, daddy got me mad. Daddy left with a coward. He never bothered to be a father. He didn't want to deal with the hassle. Only chasing honeys and losing money was what he was about. That the next door neighbor and my auntie's sons were actually my brothers, I had no doubt. See, mama was alone and on her own. She raised 5 kids. Until this day, I appreciate everything that she does and everything that she did. See, I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. But there was many times when I had nothing. Nothing. I did without. I remember the nights when it was too cold to sleep and no food to eat. My stomach hurt so bad I couldn't talk, could barely walk. There were many days when mama saved her food from work for us to eat. And I would be like, mama, mama, and she would be like, hush, son, just eat, don't sleep. And every time she cried was for a hard time that we had, as mama faced the challenges of being both mom and both dad. We went through many situations. I went to school and went through all kinds of humiliation. But in history, I learned that Harriet Tubman's missions and Dr. King's dreams and visions that are now reality. And yet, though we still face brutalities or catastrophes, I would not be added as another fatality or casualty. In English, I was always reading words that I never knew had two meanings, like effect and effect. See, I'm not the product, but I'm the effect of my environment that affected my desires and so many other young black men to do more than they think they can. In math, I learned to subtract the luxuries while adding adversities until we got into statistics. And science wasn't so bad until we got into the physics, like what can go wrong, will go wrong. Murphy's Law. But one of the best things that ever happened to me was for me to be in a play with no need to applaud, because, see, I played the role of a sheep. And the teacher said that role fit me so well because the only thing I did in class was sleep. But she did not understand what I went through at home. She always threatened to call my mama, but she did not understand that we had no phone. But I'm going to stop going on and on about what's wrong and what's not right. See, I just refuse to choose misery as the company that I keep. And though the weather is not a pleasure, it will not define the mood of me. I just want to be successful and not so stressful. Nevertheless, I will do my best, because as I look to the future and not my past, I know my problems will not last.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy, to let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was frontin', truly frontin'. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here, dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me,
You. Life is like a battlefield. It can hit you mentally, emotionally, or physically. Days when you feel angry, manipulated, discombobulated, like you originated in a world that is meant to confuse about the rules, like a rat race where you're trying to find your place. How can I define what is mine so I can refrain from feeling disdain about the things that will make me feel pain and make me cry because they were never mine? How can I refine so I do not get denied, so I can feel useful and not useless, clueless, ruthless, asking myself every chance I get? What is going on? All I want for it is to go on. I mean life. All I want for it is to go on. Like the picture in my head, it isn't perfect, not at all. It's not like I want it all. Just a chance to make the call, to make a way and see a day. A chance to win this race. Moving at a steady pace. So I can define the gravity in which I exist. But I am not done. There is more to this than this.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host on Mike Knight's Lyrical Forte, man. And I appreciate y'all for coming through for the first show of the year. A great first show, man. And again, this platform wouldn't be what it is without each and every one of you. So, man, I appreciate each and every one of y'all tuned in. Make sure you catch us next Tuesday as well. Every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/MikeKnight, facebook.com/LyricalForte, and facebook.com/supportersoflyricalforte. And make sure you save the number as well, 213-943-3356, and you can always tune in and chime in there as well, man. And again, I'm looking forward to a great year. Remember, whatever you're doing, man, I always want to leave you with something positive, so I want to leave you with this. We talked a little bit about consistency, but actually, before I do that, we have one call on the line. I'm going to get to them first. I hate to go and we don't give them an opportunity. So we're going to go to the phone line real quick with the last four digits. That's 1695 on the air.
Hey, blessings to you, blessings to you. This is Mr. Romeo DiNatti. I really was just calling to say congratulations on welcome back to the airways, man. I'm out and about at the moment, so I really want to call and spit. I just want to say, you know, good to hear you back on the on air. Blessings to you.
I
good to see you doing what you're doing.
Man. No doubt, man. I appreciate it, man. Long time no talk, man. So I definitely appreciate that. And hope that you can definitely come through next week or sometime and definitely blaze the mic the way you know how to as well, man.
I appreciate the invite, sir. Thank you.
Most definitely, man.
Doing.
I appreciate
it. Good to hear you out.
Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
There right there was Mr. Romeo DiNatti from Ohio, man. I definitely appreciate him coming through. Man, it's great to have each and every one of you support from near and far, man. Again, looking forward to some more great Tuesdays here on Mike Knight. And it's because of each and every one of you that come through each and every week, man. And looking forward to it again. We're going to sign off, I guess, man. First show of the year. Again, make sure you catch us next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as always, I want to leave you with something. Part one of consistency, I guess you could say. We'll dig deep again, maybe next week. But leave you with a couple of quotes. You are persistent, you will get it. If you are consistent, you will keep it. Man, I got to repeat that one again. If you are persistent, you will get it. If you are consistent, you will keep it. Consistent action creates consistent results. Consistent is a key to success. You got to work hard every day for the things that you want. Be consistent. Little acts create a great accomplishment. It's not what we do once you try to shape our lives. It's what we do consistently. Not in just those moments of trying to do something quickly, but what we do continuously on a consistent basis. Consistency always leads to excellence. Whatever you do in life, always be consistent. Consistency is the key. You can't be consistent, then you can't do anything, they say. What you do every day matters more than what you do every once in a while. Consistency is the key. Man, again, thank y'all, each and every one of you. And know it's working for you good. We'll see you on the radio.
Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. better.